Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You do not stop and take your seat, you will be removed from the meeting.
3 minutes.
Then I bring a lawsuit.
If
that's what you want. If
you are being disruptive and you have refused to comply with board rules,
as
board president, I'm directing you to leave the meeting now.
Well, that was part of the heated exchange at a recent Francis Howell School Board meeting between the board president, who you heard just speaking there, and Pastor John Amanchukwu, who was trying to talk to the board about these pornographic, inappropriate books that a lot of these young students have been exposed to across the country, including right there in the Francis Howell School Board. Well, not only was the pastor told he couldn't talk, he ended up getting kicked out of that school board meeting. And joining us now, we are very thankful to have Pastor John on the phone with us this morning. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So they were trying to say that you were not in keeping with their policy, basically, in order to speak. But you say that that's just not true. You guys did everything you needed to do.
Correct. You know, you have to have a residential agreement to show proof that you are a resident in the said district in order to speak. I went through that process. I had my residential agreement. I executed my agreement. I sent that over to them in time. Everything was done above par, but they didn't want me to speak because they didn't want to hear what I had to say. Now, this district is all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They love that, right? But when a black Christian conservative pastor shows up, they want to muzzle that individual and censor me.
What's the next step here, Pastor? Are you going to challenge what they did legally?
Yes, I am. I'm in the process of doing that as we speak. I can't speak to that at great length. But yes, I'm going to, because they robbed me of my freedom of speech. It's censorship. They don't want me to go against their sacred cows that they're securing in this district. They're pushing trans ideology upon children. They're allowing students to change their pronouns and their names at school. I mean, these things are just demonic and diabolical. And now more than ever, we need men in this culture to speak up. Now, I thank God for the mama bears. The mama bears have done their job for a long time. But we have a lot of weak and spineless and neutered fathers. Let me just say that again. We have a lot of weak and spineless and neutered fathers who aren't speaking up and defending their children and the nuclear family. And now more than ever, we need pastors. We need Christian pastors to stop being cowards and address these issues, because the enemy, Satan, and those who push Marxist atheist ideologies are trying to destroy our children.
I couldn't agree more. And I know you've gone to school boards across the country and brought up some of these same concerns. And it's very interesting to me, where a lot of these school board members seem very uncomfortable with you reading a direct passage out of a book, but they yet somehow think that that's appropriate for, say, a 9-year-old to be reading in a school library.
Yes, you're right about that. You know, in 2021, the American Library Association Office for Intellectual Freedom reported that 1,597 books were found to be problematic by parents And 8 out of 10 of these books were flagged due to sexually graphic content and the indoctrination of LGBTQ plus IA ideology. So this is not a fringe issue. This issue has taken place not only in St. Louis, but it's taken place in all 50 states. And the reason why it's going on is because we don't want to be confrontational. You know, one of the greatest qualities and the traits that a person can have if you are a Christian believer is the willingness to be faithful versus being nice. The nice Christians see this problem and they say, well, you know, we shouldn't judge.
Right.
But a faithful Christian attacks it on its merit. Is it right to put porn in front of a child? If we're going to block websites like Pornhub and XXX videos from the school system and not let kids see it, is that banning? No, it's not banning. It's called common sense.
Right.
So why wouldn't we do the same thing in a library? You know, and all of the snowflake board members around this country who shudder when I walk in the building, they're the ones who are the real problem because they are not simply trying to groom children or indoctrinate children. They are mental rapists. They are mentally sodomizing the minds of kids.
Pastor John Amanchukwu with us right now, and what you're describing here is true. We just lost a key election in the school board races there in Francis Howell, and they're backsliding on a lot of these issues where we felt we were making up some ground in the area of common sense. You know, they say when you're taking fire, chances are...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you over the target? This is how the Post-Dispatch described your visit. Book banning pastor kicked out of Francis Howell School Board meeting. You're not trying to ban anything. You're trying to apply some common sense to an environment where young minds are so pliable right now.
This is true. You know, just keep in mind, I'm currently in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I spoke at a school board meeting here last night. I'm traveling to 16 states this year, and I've already been to a total of 18 states in total. There's a teacher in the district that I spoke at last night who had a sexual relationship with a student. It's a female teacher, age 32. She was fired at the beginning of the month. And when you go to the library at the same school where this took place, there's a book in the library called Boy Toy. And it's a book about a teacher who molested a student who was in the sixth grade. I believe that there's a direct correlation to what's taking place in the library and in the classroom and what's taking place secretly amongst teachers in this country. Every time you turn on the news, there is some demented and or perverted teacher who is molesting and having a pedophilic relationship with a student. And I'm not shocked. I mean, I think we would lose our marbles if we say we are surprised. If you're pushing perversion and pornography upon children, and if your leftist school board members and superintendents and woke teachers are saying that it's fine, if we're hanging progress flags and pride flags in the classroom, which only points out someone's sexual behavior, let's just be honest here. If a person is adorning a pride flag, the rainbow flag, all right, they're only telling you what they do sexually. That's it. And at the end of the day, we can care less about what you do sexually. That's your private and personal business. Keep that at home. But why are we now pushing that upon children? A 2017 report by the U.S. Department of Education estimated that nearly 1 in 10 students is subjected to some form of adult sexual misconduct from school officials or teachers during their K-12 academic career. To put that into perspective, there are roughly 50 million kids in America's public schools. This means that nearly 5 million children will experience some form of adult sexual misconduct before they graduate from high school. We are creating predators. And keep in mind, LGBTQIA+, the plus represents minor attracted persons, i.e. sexual perversion and pedophilia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously that's why the work you're doing is so important and appreciated. I know you mentioned that it sounds like you are likely going to file a lawsuit against the Francis Howell School Board and them denying you the right to be able to speak. Do you have any plans to come back to the St. Louis area and either speak at Francis Howell, attempt to again, or speak at any of our other local districts?
Yes, I do. I came a year ago and spoke at another district that's there. And I do plan on coming back. For those of you who are listening and you want to follow along with more of what I'm doing, you can go to my website. It's iknowgod.us. It's iknowgod.us. And follow me on my YouTube channel. My handle is at REVWU Truth. That's Rev Wu Truth. And I'll share more content with you on what I'm doing. I released a documentary last year that you can take a look at on my website, iknowgod.us, that details my national school board campaign and how I've traveled to 18 states and amassed over 300 million views, exposing these woke perverts who want to harm our children. We've been able to flip school boards. We've been able to strike down transgender policies, remove hundreds of pornographic books around this country. I'm leading a movement to put common sense back at the forefront. And I'll share this with you. As we wrap up, C.S. Lewis once said this in The Abolition of Man, his book. It says, "We make men without chests and expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst." Our men must regain their chest. Chestless men are the reason why we are in this mess today with transgenderism, DEI being pushed, LGBTQIA plus ideologies, girls competing, boys competing rather in female sports, men commandeering women's restroom. It all stems from the problem of chestless men in our society.
I couldn't agree more. Pastor, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the good work.
God bless you and God bless America.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pastor John Amanchukwu there from North Carolina. Wow.
Man, he's speaking some truth, and it's cool to see people on Facebook who are just saying, you know, thank goodness, God bless him for trying to protect our children, because someone has to, and it's not happening. The school board elections, people aren't showing up.
No.
I mean, we have to hold ourselves as conservatives accountable. Why are we not at showing up and getting these candidates into these positions?
Thank you. This should not even be an issue in Francis Howell, but we let the school board, the teachers union win again because people wouldn't get off their lazy duffs and go vote. What a shame. What a shame. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim and a shocking new report from Kim St. Ange coming up here in just a minute.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.